Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. Hope you're having a great day. We had to get out and get some shopping done, so we made our way to the local, well, sort of local farmers markets. Again, make sure you are subscribed to all three channels. There's quick links from one channel to the other right here in the corner, in case you never saw that. So we had a shelter in place issued in the Bel Air area. This is in the greater Houston area. It's for a 1.5 mile radius surrounding a fire at a chemical facility. More chemical fires. More chemical fires. You know, one of our dear family members was unfortunately downwind of a chemical fire up in Wisconsin, and you know, she ended up getting sick, had rashes. I mean, they said, oh, everything's fine, don't worry, everything was fine, you know, no safety hazard to the public. And she felt the ill effects of it, as well as several people that she knew, even though they said everything is fine.
I know, and I could tell when they were making this speech, there was a lot of dishonesty going on. So what she ended up doing is do your research. If you are able to take charcoal, make sure you do your research. That is something that can help clean the poisons out of your body. Also, you can place charcoal bowls around your windows to help pull out the toxins. The toxins are going to go into the charcoal, and that's thanks to our dear friend Rosemary. She's the one that I go to when I have these things go on. She teaches me all of these things, so I really, really, really appreciate her so very much. So these are a couple of things we can do to combat that. And then, of course, you want your inside air purifiers on. So, you know, depending on what symptoms come up, there's many different things you can do to treat it, but charcoal should be in everyone's home.
Yes, and Rosemary we've had on numerous times. She is a naturopath and also a herbologist. Now, just to clarify what Cindy was saying, like this fire here in Houston, it started at 4:30 a.m. Saturday and then reignited at 9:30. We have over here a video that we were just listening to where he says there's no reason to be alarmed. You know, they're monitoring the particulates in the atmosphere. So far, nothing has triggered anything that would be alarming, according to what here we have the official giving us the official explanation. Yet they are concerned about different combinations of things burning and combining to become more dangerous. So, you know, again, there's a shelter in place in effect in this particular area, Southwest Houston. So, you know, they said there was no reason for concern in Wisconsin. And still, you know, one of our known family members did end up with skin irritations and all sorts of issues, as well as several people she knew, too.
You know, and we came up with some things for her to do, and she did them, and she was better, whereas her neighbor went to the doctor and didn't have the same results. So really, it is the natural way of doing things definitely trumps putting more chemicals in your body, because that's what we are trying to ignore or, you know, eliminate. We don't want more chemicals. We want to blend with Mother Nature, and the more we can do that, the better off we're going to be. And this word this he keeps throwing out there is the word particulates. You know, I don't like it when they're not specific, and I don't like it when I hear someone and I feel they're being coached, and that's what it felt like.
Yeah, he felt a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, you could feel it, sense it. But I'll give you the link. You guys judge for yourself. Energy Commissioner warns of major threats to the power grid. Here we go again. We've had this out there so many times. Of course, you know, basically the world's at war. The world's always at war, though. And yeah, there are major threats to the power grid. I think they like to bring it up again in the heat of summer or in the cold of winter. Sure, there is a lot of louche. And then again, we do have so many people in the millions, like in the U.S., for instance, and also in the U.K. and other NATO countries that are here illegally, and a lot of them might be up to no good. So Yeah, it's always a good idea to have a backup solution. Our brother Joe, we were talking to today, he's over in Pennsylvania. He's very well prepared, and his family and neighbors were, you know, very glad he was so well prepared, because they actually had a tree down, knocked down lines in the neighborhood where he was at. And he happened to have like three or four generators because he's a prepper. So, you know, he's ready for all these things, and he had a, you know, generator for himself and then also for a couple of the neighbors. You know, these type of things about being prepared, having backups to your backups. We know tons of people that are very well prepared in very different ways, and then you still can never be too prepared, I don't think.
No, I don't think you can either. I think it's an ongoing process, and then I think in that ongoing process, you need to stop and check yourself and check your preparations and make sure they're going to actually uphold. So putting things to the test, very important.
Absolutely. And if you remember, all these extra people they wanted to hire, they really literally want to double the size of the IRS. Don't worry, we're only going after the real rich people out there, households making more than $400,000 a year. The reality is the IRS audits will impact small and mid-sized businesses the most. Of course, because again, you know, this is the system. Who does the system work for? It works for the controllers. It works for the elites. It works for, you know, those that have all the resources at their disposal all the time, and they want to keep it that way. In fact, they want to even take more. So, yeah, when we look at the lockdown, what did it do? It destroyed small and mid-sized businesses. This is just an obvious par for the course. We cannot believe a word, anything of any sort of official nature is going to give us an ounce of truth.
You know, I tell you what, if the word official is in it, really, 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 just double check that. Word official.
Yeah, officially, I would be more cynical than ever.
It's true.
Northern U.S. border encounters with illegals more than double in 7 months. Oh, that's just, is that another official just coincidence? Yeah, they're coming down from Canada. Where are they coming from? Haiti? Congo? Who knows? You know, all over. An awful lot are coming from China. Some are even coming from Russia. We get it. When's the rest of the world going to wake up? New York is literally going to track residents' food purchases, and this is saying ration meat. Well, you know, it's interesting because this is a little bit milder. There was a couple other headlines that were a little bit more aggressive, saying that New York's going to ban meat and dairy. And of course, USA Today goes in fact checking. No, they're not banning meat and dairy. Well, you know, they never said ban, but they are going to monitor your carbon emissions. This is no longer something, and we were talking about this on the first video today, this is no longer something that you just hear about happening in the Netherlands. No, it's coming home to roost. Yeah, and it's going to come home to roost at first in, you know, the more liberal states, New York, California. And it's all part of that climate change agenda. You know, even though, gosh, so many people are awake to this, it doesn't matter. I think it's still not going to matter. They're going to be acting like they can't hear the people screaming outside in the streets. Even if it got to the point where 70 and 80% of the people were saying, we don't believe you, they're going to just keep going ahead with doing the same statements. Even when the, you know, all these other studies that are out there that are not funded in one way, shape, or form by the power broking system show that, you know, the studies that they give us of an official nature are not accurate, they're still going to keep moving forward. And that's the big reality check. They're going to keep moving forward. They're They're marching forward. They're not slowing down.
You know, a lot of people still, I think that there's, you know, white hats are in charge. Really, there's something, everything is going to be okay. They're going to get it at the last minute. But with every day that goes on, you know, I mean, the laws and stuff are ratcheting up, not down. I mean, there really is nothing happening except for the controller is gaining more control. And the illusion of everything, you know, the great apocalypse, the unveiling is that it doesn't, they're not going to listen to your voice. We really need to get together ourselves and create something where we're going to be working together. And that's why I find it to be such a good idea, you know, if you're one that goes to local farmers markets, to make those connections with those farmers markets and have those conversations with them about your concerns, but always ask nicely, because they're people too, and they're just really trying to get by with the grind like everyone else. I mean, these people work so extremely hard. And I barely get to talk to my friend Nicole. You know, maybe we get to say hi once a day, because she's busting her butt out there growing produce for other people. So they're people too, but it would be wonderful if everyone went and supported their local farmers market and got to know them and maybe, you know, connect with other like-minded people in your area. Because you're not going to be able to take all the people and have them uproot and go to a community. That's just, people cannot just up and leave their jobs. They got, you know, bills to pay, houses to tend to. So we have to start doing what we can where we're at. And that's a good place to start, at your local farmers market.
Yeah, absolutely. And we spent the morning after we did two videos at our farmers market, and we're taking the time to talk to them a little bit. And, you know, I don't want to expose, you know, people that don't have a clue about what we do and stuff. I was just conversing with them like off the cuff. I didn't want to interview them per se or anything like that. But, you know, these are people that are not CONS piracy theorists at all. These are more people like, you know, Doug and Stacy were, yeah. You yeah. know. Now Doug and Stacy are wide awake. and that seems like that's all Doug is talking about right now, because it's got him riled up, and it should have us all riled up. New York City is joining London and 13 other cities in the C40 Good Food Cities Declaration to increase access to balanced and nutritious food and waste less food. I could just see her at the ball games. Get your mealworms here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more hot dogs. It'll be like hot maggot burgers. Mm-hmm. Hot maggot burgers. Anybody want a hot maggot burger? Mealworms? Would you like some? Well, you might want some chocolate-covered grasshoppers. I don't know. You know, there's insects that have been officially okayed now. It's okay.
It's okay.
By the way, you know, if you have allergies to shellfish or bed bug dander, they could send you into anaphylactic shock. You know, again, most humans have issues with, I think it's called chitin that's inside them. Yeah, just another reason to give you more inflammation, which causes disease, aggravates the body, weakens the immune system. But don't worry, it's stamped okay by the FDA or the CDC. Stamps of approval. Now I think people are starting to realize we got to look in the opposite direction. When things are A-okay, maybe it's time to look away, look in a new direction. But these people were getting a lot of people asking them the same questions. What do you do with your animals? What do you do with your chickens? Do they get ouchies? You know, and, you know, do you have to give them these certain, let's see if we go NARM, anagram there, guys. You can mix that around. Ouchies, people are concerned. Average people are concerned, and they're asking farmers, you know, small little local farmers, what are you doing as far as you guys personally? Because I don't want to buy from the supermarkets anymore. So, you know, yeah, we spent probably double easy what we would have spent in the supermarket. but we'll eat less good stuff and feel better about it. We could taste the difference in it, for sure. And one lady we were talking to, and she says, well, I'm not certified organic, but I could tell you this is organic. And she said, I called, and they would have to send somebody all the way from Florida to here. Florida? And there's like a year waiting list, and you have to pay for their expenses for them to get there. They don't want people going through this. They don't want this. It's just so obvious.
I know. And her best bet, you know, what she did is she wrote, you know, on a blackboard, you know, no chemicals, and what she did, how she raised her food. And to me, all of these alphabets anyway, it's all just one huge racket. I mean, she would have to pay out the ying, and she would have to wait over a year. And now in this time, you know, what does organic mean anyway? Because they're passing so many laws where they could just put whatever the heck they want in it anyhow. So isn't the best thing to do is to get to know your local farmer, look them in the eye, be good to them, ask honest questions, be kind. This is a time where we need to figure out which path are we going to take, and get us, at least get our attention pointed in that direction.
Yeah, the Club of Rome is another one that you could add to it. You know, we've talked about all these different little groups, and, you know, it's just another one. Climate hysteria is being used to create global governance. Oh, yeah. It's more than that. It's way more than that. It's way more than just creating a global governmental system. It's, you know, just look to the Guidestones. And, you know, it really is. It ask Neanderthals, ask Denisovans, ask all these, you know, dead ends, unfortunately, the ones that are no longer with us. This is really what it's about. Think about Tartaria. Think about Lemuria, Mu, Atlantis. We could go on and on. There's so many different civilizations that we don't know anything about. There's many, many, many different beings that have lived on this planet that are no longer here. They've been just totally hunted down, and they're no longer here. They are a genetic dead end, and they are always looking to find the better sheep for the flock, the obedient sheep that have no way of disobeying them. And these guys know. Here's the G7 leaders. Where are they? They're in Hiroshima. Why would they go to Hiroshima? It's only one of two places in modern times where that nasty N-U-K-E type weapon was used. They're all smiling, yet they know. There's Georgia, you know, people got their hopes up over there. Mm-hmm. Just another brick in the wall. Every single one of them. Bricks in the wall of the few. And again, it doesn't matter. There's so many different anagrams. So many different ways of control. But there's one purpose. And that purpose is keeping the Earth under that very, very dark control matrix. As you see, this little guy is just having a ball. This is what we should all be doing. And we could do things. We could play all day. Can you imagine if you didn't have to go to work? If you didn't have to pay all your taxes? What if you lived in a society that created so much abundance, which we easily could do, that food was free? Come on. Food free? Sure, it could be. It really could be if we wanted to. Look at all the money we spend on death and chaos and destruction. It's half the budget every year in the U.S., all about killing, when it could be all about living and having fun. There's only one problem in this world, and it's the leadership of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this little guy is just so cute. You know, communication comes in all different ways. And, you know, listen to your pets. If you're not sure what to do, go give your pet a great big hug. Figure out the next right thing to do for your pet and follow your pet. Just do whatever is right for them, and you can't go wrong.
Absolutely. And as always, we thank you guys for your support over on Patreon and also on Ko-Fi. And then also check out evolutionaryenergyarts.com. Learn more about us. If you need to make an appointment with us, it's evolutionaryenergyarts@gmail.com. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.